Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me, Chris Brown, CEO and entrepreneur himself, but CEO of Kapow. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Scott.
So Kapow, I've known Kapow for a while, about 5 years that it's been up and running, and it has the same storyline as many of the startups in this community. It's had some big ups and some kind of rough downs, and it's sort of working its way through here. You previously, if I'm not mistaken, you were the SVP, right? You were an SVP and Chief Product Officer for Orbitz.
Correct. Yep.
What drew you to Kapow?
Yeah, so I'm actually originally an engineer. Spent some time at Orbitz building products and learning marketplaces globally. What drew me to Kapow was when you get into this marketplace business, particularly in travel, you start to understand the science of matching supply and demand. And I was always interested in finding a new emerging space where I could kind of build a marketplace from scratch. And what struck me about Kapow was there's thousands and thousands of unique ideas of ways you could have FaceTime with prospects and customers and partners. And then there's all these buyers who don't know about those ideas. And can you bring them together in a more efficient platform? So kind of applying all those things from travel, but trying to apply them into a new vertical that was ultimately bringing people together.
So I normally start most of these shows sort of with this, like, what is Kapow type of thing. And I wanted to leave it to you as the new CEO of Kapow, not new, but like the current CEO of Kapow. I wanted to get your take on where Kapow is right now, what it is, but also taking account of, like, as a person who's worked with several people from Kapow in the past, I always saw it as, you know, originally I saw it as an event company. And then I saw it as sort of like an event place almost, where like I would go if I wanted to learn about different cool events. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, it's actually like we did all that and we learned the different ideas of types of events. And now we actually create the event ideas themselves.
Yep.
So if you could kind of walk me through like your vision right now, if I said, what is Kapow? What is Kapow?
Yeah. So the most simple noun I can give you is an online marketplace for corporate events. I think what's underneath that is we are in the business of helping other businesses grow, and chiefly to do that, you have to help businesses build trust. So we're sort of in this space. We're trying to use events to accelerate trust. So we work with some very, very big clients to say, how do you build trust across the U.S. with all of your prospects faster than your competition? And the fundamental way they do that is by getting FaceTime with folks. And what we've done in the background is contract, as I said, sort of thousands of unique supply, things that people want to go attend. We embed ourselves in clients. We try to understand their needs to grow their business. A lot of our clients are tech companies, professional services companies, financial services companies. And we try to get them more FaceTime with their teams, their prospects, than their competition. The way we are able to do that is we've dissected the events ecosystem into a bunch of components that we can actually operationalize faster than traditional event companies. So we've taken sort of tech, applied it to people, and there's a bunch of reasons why that's hard to do in the space that we operate.
Yeah, so I mean, we're challenged with it now. It's really interesting to have you in the show or on the show because, you know, TechNori, as it's rooted in originally was an event, not an event company, but hosted. Our biggest thing was that we hosted an event, in a monthly tech event. And as we start to happily watch Chicago grow and our tech community grow, the event space is so saturated for a litany of reasons, none more important than the insane amount, I'm looking over Michigan Avenue with my hand waving, the insane amount of co-working spaces that exist. And with that, people don't maybe put these two things together, but we certainly did, that the big differentiator for us always was we had a space. To get a space that could fit 300, 500 people was a challenge. Now, anyone can get a space because all the co-working companies want someone to bring people to their space so that they can market and sell their space and hook them up with real estate. And so now you got these, I mean, I don't want to call them fakers, but I'm going to call them fakers. You got some fakers running around throwing events that are just garbage. And in the event, it's hurting people like me, and hopefully not you, but hurting people like me who like to throw events that are very valuable, that the time is not disrespected. And so our sponsors come in and like, you know, they expect a certain thing. And they're so used to signing on to some of these events that are going on in town that are just shitty, really. And they're like, well, you know, I didn't get a lot of value. And so we have had to really relook at what we're doing in the event space. And with that, we've taken a step back and started analyzing what are the values that a company would get. And that's what drew me to Kapow, was that I started recognizing that there are some interesting ideas that I couldn't have thought of if I sat there all day long, and I guarantee you that the companies themselves wouldn't have thought of. That sort of, yeah, you pay a little more, but you actually get a return.
Yeah, I mean, there's you guys know this in the event industry, there's just so much creative juice in that space. And like I said, that's the kindling for why you build a platform. There's so much creativity, but not enough people can find it. And at Kapow, we sort of blend that with sort of some science to give you an unfair advantage. Now, I'd say that what's really behind that is for the reason you're hosting the event for Technori is you want people to show up. That's what actually pays your sponsors.
Yep.
You don't just want any person to show up. You want the most important people that those sponsors are attracted to. And so to do that, you need a blend of really a compelling venue, a compelling celebrity, a compelling et cetera that's going to be very relevant to that client. And then you need operations to make that work extremely, extremely well, whether that's stuff behind the scenes, a great invitation platform, managing all the data coming after the event, having follow-up activities, and then really having somebody think about where they're going to integrate your brand, your sponsor's brand, all those sorts of things into the event space. We do that sort of so often and so much around the country where we've contracted with so many different venues. We've contracted with the transportation providers that bring people to those venues. We worked out all the kinks on the run of show specifically for corporate entertainment, typically 2 to 4 hour event that understands the template is about telling a story, having some thought leadership component, having something interactive to do, having something memorable, and having a follow-up activity. We can help corporations activate not just one event, but particularly hundreds of events across the country. And why that matters is the industry is sort of tilted to big events because events are complicated. And so if you're going to hire a traditional event planner, they're going to focus on events $75,000 and up.
Yep.
If you're going to use software like Cvent or something like that, they're all focused on events that are trade shows and really, really big events. There's really no support outside of your own internal team for events between $1,000 and $50,000.
Yep. And we found that the hard way. I mean, we put on a Legends event outside, and I'm not going to go into what we had to do to pull this off, and knowing that it's outside, you can imagine it involved the city of Chicago, so you can gather how this went. But in general, we worked with a great event company, and they were like, 20, I think we were like 30,000 was like what we ended up topping out. And they were like,
tough.
Probably not going to do this, with you again, unless it's like a higher thing. Cause like 24,000 sort of like barely pays my people. And you're like, holy shit. Like what? How's that possible?
Yeah. And so that is an industry problem. So what Kapow does at the small side of the industry, these smaller event spaces, is we don't charge anything on top of what you would get if you went to the venue directly. So we have a best price guarantee. This is if you went to the venue directly, they would get the same price.
So I'm looking at your website right now. So like, I see a bunch of these. Dave and Buster's is one of them. You got the Roco coming up here. Sunglass Hut, which sounds like fun, although you got to check out my guy Aristotle Loomis with Ellison. That's where it's at.
Okay.
But at any rate, how does this work? Walk me through the experience of I'm coming on to Kapow. I run Technori and I want to do some cool events for people. I want to bring, might as well use me for a real guinea pig. So I have a bunch of sponsors that are sitting in here that we want to bring in and create an experience for. How does it work to work with Kapow?
Yeah, so you can come to the website and get ideas. If you want to host that event in Chicago, we've probably got 200 different experiences live on site where you could kind of say, am I looking for a private space? Am I looking for a restaurant? Am I looking for something that's a group activity? Am I looking for a retail experience, which I can talk about?
Yep.
A movie theater buyout? Like, what is the theme that you're trying to achieve? You can chat in with one of our account experts and start to talk about your needs in person, because oftentimes we can help consultate and actually help you drive you towards a program that might be one event or a couple events around a particular launch. And then you'll ultimately find an experience you're looking for, or you'll be able to articulate to us, well, I'm looking for this. I really love this venue, Celeste in Chicago, for what I'm going to do. It's got the right amount of levels and right amount of space, but I think I'd rather have a cocktail party there instead of a 3-course dinner or 5-course dinner. Is there something you can help me with?
Yep.
And the thing about Kapow is we work with all these venues all the time. We build really good corporate experiences that they can execute, but we can also customize them for your needs. We could say, I really want this experience, but I also want to bring in a celebrity speaker and all those sorts of things that you end up kind of doing to draw attendance. We'll actually work with you over time. In this example, you're coming to me without working with Kapow over a long period of time.
Yep.
For our dedicated accounts, we're working with them at 50, 100 events a month. or a quarter. And so we're learning what are the types of events that they
is
really
that your
like.
Main customer base? Is that where you guys are making your main money, is on a major account?
Yeah, like we're kind of blended because we're building. You know this before. Before Kapow, I'd argue you couldn't book a corporate event online.
Yeah, it was impossible.
Right. So right now the website allows you to kind of take all this inventory and put it online and book that for anybody to come to the website. But we build strategic relationships with our bigger accounts, call them like Pure Storage, Hewlett Packard, EY, Accenture, these are guys, and we, Capital One, and we will build a better understanding of what they need, what supply they need, what cities they operate, where do they sell, where do they make money, how do we help make sure that they have the right experiences in Atlanta because that's where their headquarters are or that's where their target customers are at.
Yeah.
And so we'll start to build that understanding. So if I was working and CDW is another great one of our customers here in Chicago, and we start to look at what do you guys really need to drive your business, how do we give you an unfair advantage, and that includes both the experience but then also a lot of the tools that we use to drive attendance.
I'd be remiss, my girlfriend would like to know, do you do weddings?
No, we don't.
That's the next thing. We're not guinea pigging
right.
me on that one. I'm just putting that out there.
Congratulations.
I'm not
oh.
engaged.
Oh, well.
I just know that she'd be interested.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm telling the truth here. I just know that the first thing that she's going to think of when she listens is like, well, hey, you know, just curious. I'm fascinated by this because I think that this is one of those businesses that was started in one place that like as if, and I don't remember, off the top of my head, I think Kapow was doing stuff for businesses, but it wasn't what I knew Kapow as when I first was introduced to it. It was a place to find different cool events that I could go to. It was not the opposite of like, I work for Salesforce and I want to put on Dreamforce, but locally. So I go to Kapow to do that. I think it's really fascinating because as all these companies start getting into the event space, which they are, they execute very poorly. And so to have someone there who actually knows how to execute in the space is probably pretty good for them.
Yeah, it's been and you're kind of talking about the startup journey. Obviously, the founders had liked to pull this together from nothing and build this initial demand for a business and build an initial brand. And we're trying to sort of take that to the next level. But there's all these things that you do as you try to pull together, not just a business. I often say that there's lots of businesses you could build. Building a marketplace business where there's two customers on both sides is one of the harder businesses to build. You do that only if there's kindling or a need to do it. It's a really valuable business if you get it right.
Sure.
But that means you have to not only sell clients like Pure Storage or Hewlett Packard, you also have to sell venues like Nike or like Celeste or a bunch of folks in New York City, high-end restaurants. And so to make all those constituents happy, you have to have value propositions on a bunch of different levels to make that work. But when you do, which is where we're aiming, you can build a really thriving company that has a really good moat.
Very cool. Tell me, before we head out of here, I want to ask kind of like, what is, if I could ask you anything about events, what are the things that you think are the killers of events, the things that people just really screw up on, and then the things that you think really, when you go to an event and it's not a Kapow event, and you walk in, the first thing you're like, wow, this dude knows what's up.
The funny thing I would just say is, you have to really understand why somebody is hosting an event for work.
Yeah.
Right. When I host an event, my number one question is, when am I going to get to talk about what we do? When is the thought leadership component? Is it before or after the souffle?
Yeah.
Like, when is that? Like, and where am I getting my brand into this event? Because I've got to make this event really compelling and successful. And so it's not just what is that venue like or why is that a cool place to hang out? It's how do you integrate your content, your mission into that space? So when I don't see that thought leadership component woven in, I think that's a miss. And then the other side I would say, which is very, to me, is every venue, every creative type has a story. You have to really harness that story. I was at a great event in New York City last week. The chef had us all make souffles. This chef is the one who served dinner to Reagan and Gorbachev when they first met in the U.S. after Reagan yelled to take down the Berlin Wall. Like that story. So I like to say that souffle is the souffle that basically brought down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
That's a story.
It's a good souffle.
You know, that's a good souffle. You'll pay more than $5 for that souffle. And so that's where the event space can really shine. That makes it memorable for the attendees and for the hosts.
Yeah, I think it's great advice. I mean, I think of, you know, this is a challenge that we have, and it's a challenge that I think most of the people we work with is, again, the saturation of events. It's okay that it's free drinks and free apps. So it's like, oh, yeah, okay, 60 people show up and listen to a panel. and the conversation is usually crappy. It usually starts off the exact same way. Someone comes out and goes, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm sponsoring this event. Thanks so much for coming. Drink up, folks." And then they walk away, and then there's like a bunch of kids come out and talk about whatever the hell they're going to talk about. And it just seems lost. Like, I leave them going, "I don't even know why I'm here." Like,
there's a lot of folks who don't know why they're there. I guess I think what's interesting.
Well,
is,
I think it's because they don't have a home or a house or a girlfriend or a dog, yeah, or anything. Yeah. So they just have to, like, they just don't have where else to go.
To me, I think you're there because you want to accelerate trust with people in the audience, yeah, because you're there to build a business. And I think that's been really gratifying for me as sort of the entrepreneur involved in Kapow, is we're here to accelerate trust because it pays the bills. It actually is the reason you keep your job or you don't, or you grow your company or you don't. It's not just because you like sipping cocktails.
Yeah.
So we talk about with our team all the time, you know, events are vital. Like the businesses we work with would frankly not meet their targets. They would be laying people off if they could not grow their business.
Well, you make a great point with that, because, I mean, as an example, you know, I don't know if you guys have any involvement in it, but Dreamforce, I'll be speaking at Dreamforce with in November for Salesforce. And the difference there is, you want to know who goes. Well, it's like $1,200 a ticket and Michelle Obama's opening up. That's not even including Mark Cuban and Mark Benioff and the Bush sister and whatever. Lots of people. If you don't put that kind of energy into an event, I guess put it this way, I said it the wrong way. You get what you put into it, just like anything else in life. You get in return the type of people at your event that you, based on the type of event you throw. And if you throw a crappy event, then you get, you know, crappy
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's ultimately marketing spend or acquisition spend. And how are you going to make sure that it's hugely valuable? The good news about it is we host events for folks literally 50x ROI, 20x ROI, partly because we're in that part of the market. When you host small events that generate tons of pipeline, yeah, they can, and you do it often, it's actually kind of a hack. When you're hosting a $100,000 event, sometimes it's harder to get ROI. When you host a $5,000 event and
sure,
you build $1 million in pipeline, you can do that more often. And so there's all these little kind of tricks we're trying to kind of build into the industry and learning from some really good people in the industry, both within our company and from our clients.
Very cool. Thank you for taking the time. Where do people go to learn more about Kapow, and how do I get to the next event?
Yeah, kapow.com, K-A-P-O-W.
Great mobile interface, by the way. Just
yeah, thank
throw
you.
That out there.
Thank
great.
You. Yeah, we're working on some new mobile apps that we'll be kind of launching pretty soon. So we'll thanks
stay
for the
tuned.
Feedback.
Yeah, to come back on and talk more about that. Well, yeah, you're a product guy. I've got to give you feedback.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be weird if I didn't. Chris, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Guys.
You can catch this episode of more at technoia.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technoia, or follow me at The Tune. Boom, that's a wrap.